Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The transportation industry continues to be the target for reducing the effects of climate change. Our next guest says that if the railroads in particular want to eliminate their carbon footprint, they must decarbonize line haul locomotives that he says emit 85% of all criteria and greenhouse gas emissions. And that's a market his fuel products company is focusing on. Scott Myers is president and CEO of OptiFuel Systems, and he joins us now by phone from the company's headquarters in Beaufort, South Carolina. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
So tell us more about your company and how it all got started.
I spent my first career in doing autonomous vehicles for the Department of Defense, but I decided I wanted to do something in the climate change area and started looking at what had happened 20 years ago with natural gas appearing in large quantities of it, and realizing that if you wanted to reduce the greenhouse gases, you have to get rid of the products from the carbon that comes from the petroleum products. And railroads are the second largest buyer of diesel fuel, 4 billion gallons a year, compared to the Navy, which is the largest. So that's why I started looking at a solution and started looking at what kind of solutions are out there. And we worked with Cummins very closely over the last 20 years to develop those solutions.
All right. So walk us through then how you started building this company and creating this solution.
Well, we were very fortunate about 10 years ago. We got a phone call one day from a railroad in Chicago and said, could we convert four of their locomotives to run on natural gas? And we ended up getting that contract and putting in a natural gas station in there. And that's a very successful program. And then we realized that that was not clean enough, that they were using a combination of diesel and natural gas. So we started focusing on a solution using renewable natural gas called RNG for short, which is natural gas made from organic products like landfill or for manure and pigs and cows. So we now realize that working with Cummins that we could do locomotives, convert them to have zero emissions because of the using renewable natural gas.
So basically, these are emissions that are already out there and you are just repurposing them.
Yes, about 3-4% of all methane in the air comes from agriculture, from either organic food. You know, about 50% of our food is wasted. Same way with cows and the pigs and chickens and landfill systems. So if you can reuse that again, you can replace that with the diesel and essentially have a negative zero emissions.
So do the diesel engines have to be modified first, and is that part of your business model?
We're actually building the locomotives. We are getting the engines from Cummins. We then get them certified for rail with EPA. Then it's a modular system, so you build each of the modules, and then we will assemble a locomotive in three different locations in the United States, one here in the Beaufort area, one in the Midwest, and somewhere on the western side. But the majority of the work will be done here in South Carolina because we will build all the modules here.
And so then are you also buying the fuel and reselling the fuel, or are you just in the engine business?
No, the railroads are normally very comfortable with diesel, but they have not very comfortable with RNG because it's new to them. So we realized that we had to have a strategy that would put in the refueling stations and also provide the fuel. We will design the fueling stations, and we did that in Chicago with that railroad, and we'll do that around the United States. And then we will either acquire the RNG from producers, or we'll work with farmers and landfill people to put in digesters, which are the process of making the RNG.
And so I imagine that you do have competition for this business.
No, actually, there's only two other major manufacturers of diesel line haul, the big locomotives in the United States, and there's one more that does the smaller ones, and we're the only company doing alternative fuels. The other three companies that do locomotives do only diesel locomotives.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for hosting me.
Scott Myers is president and CEO of OptiFuel Systems, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Beaufort, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.